Where do we know that wine of the non-Jew is forbidden? So this Tesis Tame, it's a wonder. What's the Gemara asking? Where do we know this from? Amish is talking about, in general, their unspecific wine. That's a rabbinic decree that they decreed on their wines because of intermarriage. So why are we asking, where do we know this from? You're right. Of course, as the Gemara says later on, the primary decree on, in general, the non-Jewish wine, they made the same, who is because of marrying their daughters. But for that reason alone, they would not have made it forbidden to benefit from it. Just like we find by the bread and the oil. Just because they made it halachically like full-fledged wine that was used for libation for idolatry, where there it's biblically prohibited, because they're similar, they're both wine. That's on wine, the biblical case that the Gemara is asking, where do we know that that's usur, to say that the same thing would apply, that we're going to make a rabbinic decree on stam yenim. So it says, but then we're going to say, now, wine that you had nisach, lomali krah, why do you need a pasuk, especially for that? Mean nafik mechal shah zebach, is it excluded from the category of all other sacrifices by idolatry? Yeshem says, you can say, the yes, the zvich ben nisach shnei nyon mehim, that slaughtering and libations are two different things. Umar lulu kamon le'esa bepeg rishamon, and the Gemara actually later on up in the Nafam Alf learns out mezebach, kol kein zvich, whatever someone's a slaughtering, or menisach, and from the libations, is zrika mishtaberes, is like a spraying that breaks to go and shove a makla for now, like when you break the stick of father, because they're two different types of sacrifices, and if you need a special source for nisach, you would not know it from zevach. Next is Mat begins Gemara, yishtu yein nisicham, they drink the wine of their libations. Now, laman darsh lahai krah, baibdi kachavim, according to the one that says that this pasuk is going on idolaters, nicha makes sense, because this is the source for Abay Dezara, that their wine is forbidden. Now, the Manda Darshal begin, but according to one of the Darshans and the Gidden of Nodom and Bey, is Gabi Titus, by Titus Omar Mikrozal, he saw that he said this puzzle on the Jewish people. Chem is a free, we find the Behudrim, the Chemia, Chadarshu Klapi, Avikacham, one expanded regarding non Jews, but Chadarshu Klapi, so one expanded regarding Jews. So, Sark Lavash, what you have to explain is, what do you mean, if it's regarding Jews, what do you see regarding their wine? So, Avikacham, Megan Yisrael, Alabaitis Mezbeach, that the non-Jews were degrading the Jews on the surface of the altar, what they do in regard to their avodah zarah, and they were eating their drink is going mizbeach, that it eats flour offerings and the drinks in the sachem. But as they're saying, that their comparison is included here in the pasuk of comparing, so what they're saying is, so yein nesichim would be going on the avodah zarah, which they're comparing what they have to the Jews, what they don't come comparatively. Next says Matthew begins Gemara Asya Shom Shemegla Rufa. Maybe Gzeres Shabbat for Egla Rufa to say that it's going to be Asavanah. So it says Tameh to one that the old Tekrib is about to grab Memeis. Instead of learning out the sacrifice of idolatry from the dead, Umeis Megla Rufa and the dead from the decapitated calf, Nelef Meis Gufi Shom Shom about to grab Atzma. Why you learn out the Gzeres Shabbat Shom Shom from the dead, straight from idolatry. Because I mean, pregnant about din, like the Gemara says, "Anet Nemzayin Mbeis Gabe Orik Begel Lameis," or someone that weaves a garment for the dead person. The Rabbi Yolof, Rabbi learns the Lemitzu Bazmana that is not prohibited by just preparing. Shom Shom Abetz Kachavim. We will learn Exer Shom by idolatry. The Chesiv Abetz Kachavim, where it says Abet Tavedin is called Mekumen Sasha Abdu Shom. It says Shom there also, but it says also only if it Abdu if there is served. So you see, learn that straight from Abet Dazar. Your Shem says you can say is no. The Hasam Meshamishim Meshamishim. That you're learning out. Something that's secondary that serves from something that serves. However, mamish the krah the ayute beidun, but the pasuk over here. From that pasuk, bekelim can shenishdamet melavet kacham akas v'daber, with vessels that we're serving for by the what the pasuk is talking about, like the Gemara being lit up in the alvam base. So. What Tesis is saying is that, you could learn out Mishamshim and Mishamshim. That's from Bekelim, and then be learning out the garments for the dead. But here we're learning from the dead itself. That's not logical. We could learn out from Mishamshe Abay Dezar. It says atonement over there, like Kachim. That's how we know that the Egla Rufa is for them. So Tesis Tim, it's a wonder. Perikam, the Kriz Davav Menav Dershin, the Gemara Dershin, the Arfu. Sham Sham, take Vrdasa. We learn that it says V'orfer Sham, and says Sham take Vrdasa. We learn out from Xerah Shabbat.
So why are we saying over here that it's because that has kapar like makajim? So it says v'yashlam, what you can say is itzuch tarvai. You actually need both sources. If we only had, like the Gemara is saying over here, because it says kapar, so Amrina, we would have said that la'achar yifasa muteris, afterwards the kapar, it's actually permitted. Like the Gemara says, increases, that there's nothing that once the mitzvah is done that is still prohibited for it hektish, like that there's me'ila. So it wouldn't be prohibited. Now, bim me'or for sham, and if I only had the source from or for sham, that gezer shavah, then I would have said, in asra ad la'achamisa, it's not prohibited after. Until after it dies, chachetzuch kapara. So therefore, I need a kapara except kachim. The mitzvah of mecham that's prohibited when it's alive, and begam mitzvah ledemoz lekachim. I also needed to compare it to kachim. Le'mishayinay le'bayim. This place says also mean that a that's only during the daytime. Mishayitarbitz and he's adding another lach. I mean, so you need both. One say until it dies, until and after. And more, what we compare it to kachim is. It can only be done during the daytime. Meshay Tavis Paisalba, and if it has a moral defect, it's disqualified. Yamin Perakam Nakulin, Lavir Alf Menaf. And it's just not the beginning of the Gemara. Amr Abashi, he says, Oslash Meinan, coming to tell you a diak, Chaymetz Mechulu, that's not a problem with our vinegar that's deposited. Now, who didn't have a Muslim Ema? The truth is, the Gemara could have said that, Ashmina, was letting you know, Dafkishal Isser, that specifically, that there's is forbidden. That it was the poured when there was still wine. But from the Jews, it permitted labba nisachu because you can't pour libations anymore. It just picked one example. You can understand both cases from that. And it says at the beginning of the Gemara, and if you could turn for nisuch for the libations, they're not going to pour vinegar for their libations. From here, would seem to permit our vinegar for the non-Jews to touch. Because the whole problem with touching is that it's like they might do like have a mind for Avodah, but they don't do Avodah Zarah from Chaimetz. And Megam Rebbein Mishum Hetir, Rebbein Mishum also permitted. Rebbein Tam Hikbar Lav, he was particular about this. Vamani says, Ki Enon Bikim Betiv Chaimetz, we don't know, roll verse, what's considered vinegar. Kimais B'chol Yoim, stories every day, B'deis Chalukas, different opinions. Yesh Karnas Chaimetz, Yesh Karnas Yain, some call it vinegar, some call it wine. Bamech Es Svino, Bavigir says Meches appears and Babazadav Tzadik Vom Menalf. Nami Paul Berdechi Chala B'Tayim Mechamer. We find the Gemara disagreeing. If it smells like vinegar, it tastes like wine. And so it's not so simple. So we should be stringent. Vagamal Abayser and also on unripe grapes. Shehitra Abed Mishulim that he permitted B'Magavik Rabim. If a non-Jew touches it, Mishulim Demasha Yitim and Nikramem because what comes out from it is cold water. Kedam Perikal Get like the Gemara says Gittin of Lamalaf Menalf. Mishas Knesis Maim Labayser when the water is gathered in these unripe grapes. And Mechem Perek Dal the Masech Shvius and Mishnah Ches Habayisim Mishavi Ma'ayim the unripe grapes when it brings its water Oichal BePitay Basada you could eat his bread in the field that Rebbein Mishum says okay so it's not kind of cold wine it's cold water again Hikbir Rebbein Tam was particular Mishum the In Bekim we're not so well versed Masakar Basa when it's called unripe and when it's really considered as mature. Void Kasev he also writes Shoshana Achas 1 year like Nespash LaYenis. The wines did not fully mature. In the same Inim Bashal's Katzaken, you think because the wines didn't fully ripen. Hachinami nema, you're going to say shleinigoy sashona didn't yain nesach. That year suddenly don't have a loch of yain nesach. So we don't know, and we have to treat it all as wine. Rebbein Tam, therefore, was machmer.